It's called carbon capture, collecting CO2 from smokestacks, liquefying it, and piping it underground for permanent storage. But a big question is exactly where to bury the carbon dioxide so it doesn't escape. A new study from Rutgers University says one good place might be the underwater lava formations that run all along the eastern seaboard. Dennis Kent is one of the study's authors. He says the formations are full of basins that could double as CO2 reservoirs, and they're conveniently close to population centers.
You have to get it from the power plant to wherever the reservoir is, so having it closer would be an advantage.
The study measured the capacity of one particular basin off the coast of New Jersey. It found the basin could hold a gigaton of carbon dioxide. That's the amount of gas a coal-burning power plant produces in 4 decades. For the Environment Report, I'm Samara Freemark.